Welcome to The Workplace, a podcast by Cal Chamber. I'm Erica Frank, Cal Chamber's General Counsel and Executive Vice President, and today we're doing something a little different on the podcast. Given all the information and unfortunately a lot of misinformation about the coronavirus and its impact on the workplace, I thought I would devote this podcast to summarizing what information is available for employers and give you some resources for follow-up. So during the last podcast, we had Dr. Thornburg, who talked about the economic impact of the coronavirus on the economy, and he had some great last words: stay calm, carry on. And I think that those words still stand true today, although over the last week, we've had many more developments as we've seen the coronavirus spread. And I want to give all of our listeners some power today, and that power is in knowledge. There's a lot of resources that are available for employers and employees because naturally many people are wondering, what happens if we have to close the office? How do our employees get paid? Can an employee receive SDI, state disability insurance coverage, if they have the illness? And our state agencies have been working very hard over the last 7 days to craft helpful information for employers. However, not all employers know where to go. So we are here to provide you with that one-stop shopping of what you need to know, what agencies are providing information, and where to find it. So let's begin with the Labor Commissioner's Office. That is the DLSC. The Department of Industrial Relations oversees the Labor Commissioner's Office. And they put out a very helpful FAQ on the coronavirus disease. And the Labor Commissioner's Office is really focused with how employees are paid and ensuring that employers are paying their employees properly, as well as providing that paid sick leave that all California employers have to provide. So a number of the FAQs touch on those issues, such as the first FAQ is, can an employee use California paid sick leave due to the COVID-19 illness? And of course, the answer is yes. If the employee has paid sick leave available, the employer must provide such leave and compensate the employee under California paid sick leave laws. Another common question that we also receive on Cal Chamber's Labor Law Helpline, but are also addressed on these FAQs, is can an employer require a worker who is quarantined to exhaust paid sick leave? And the answer is extremely helpful answer and a good reminder to folks about California's paid sick leave, that the answer is the employer cannot require that the worker use paid sick leave. That is the worker's choice. But the answer goes on to say that if the worker decides to use paid sick leave, the employer can require that they take a minimum of 2 hours of paid sick leave per day. And the determination of how much paid sick leave will be used per workday is up to the employee. This is just a sample of the several FAQs that are on the DLSC's website. So that's the first step, the Labor Commissioner's Office. The second agency that has some very helpful information is the EDD. This is the Employment Development Department. The EDD administers our state disability insurance program, whether it's SDI or paid family leave. And where this comes into play is when our employee is away from the office on a leave but needs to find some kind of wage replacement. How are they going to make money? And we have some very helpful information that the EDD's office had put out. You can search the EDD's website under coronavirus, and you will receive the document that you're looking for. As it relates to workers, it specifically talks about if somebody is sick or quarantined, and it goes on to say that if you are unable to work due to having or being exposed to the COVID-19, quote-unquote, or parentheses, certified by a medical professional, you can file a disability insurance claim. So this is very helpful information for our employees who might be sick with COVID-19 and quarantined, that they can file through the EDD an SDI claim. It also talks about caregiving. So if we have a family member who is ill because of this virus, it talks about the fact that if you are unable to work because you are caring for an ill or quarantined family member with the COVID-19 certified by a medical professional, you as the caregiver can file for paid family leave benefits. So again, we have two buckets of wage replacement benefits that employees can turn to if they are unable to work because either themselves is sick or quarantined, or they are caring for somebody who is sick or quarantined as certified by a medical professional. There's also some information about what if your work hours are reduced, if your employer has reduced your hours or has shut down operations due to COVID-19, then those workers who are unable to work can actually file an unemployment insurance claim, again, also administered by the EDD. UI provides a partial wage replacement benefit to workers who lose their job, who have their hours reduced through no fault of their own. Okay, so again, lots of information. Employers, there is also fantastic information from CalOSHA. CalOSHA has issued some guidance on the coronavirus. They've also provided a helpful manual that they actually just released today on the CalOSHA website. They also talk about very helpful information about how you can prevent the spread of illnesses, including the coronavirus, and how to handle and ensure that your employees are safe and doing what you can to ensure that the virus does not spread among your workforce. Now, knowledge is power. And that's what I say, that I'm giving you all power because you have the knowledge of where to go to look for some of these helpful information. Now, Cal Chamber has created a dedicated website page, a resource page that includes all of the information that I've just mentioned. So if you go to calchamber.com, we have compiled all of the blogs and articles that we have written about this issue, as well as links to all the state agency information that I've just talked about to help you all get the information and resources that you need. Now, keep in mind, as employers and business owners, we should be putting together a plan in the event that perhaps your building is shut down, or in the event that you have employees that come down with the virus, how are you going to be able to react? Will your employees be able to work remotely, or is it going to be a situation where many employees are going to have to wait it out and turn to some of those state resources to help offset wage loss? The other thing that I want to mention, as many of you know, California has a number of local ordinances that apply to California employers that have employees in those localities. The two main areas that we see local ordinance legislation and laws is in the area of overtime wages or minimum wage and sick leave. San Francisco just issued yesterday some information as far as how employees can receive some kind of wage replacement from the employer. So I encourage all of you to take a look at the San Francisco Office of Labor Standards and Enforcement, where they just issued guidance regarding the use of San Francisco's paid sick leave for situations involving the recent coronavirus outbreak. Under San Francisco's ordinance, if the employee takes time off of work because the employee falls within the definition of a quote-unquote vulnerable population. So this is a definition that San Francisco is utilizing and something that employers should take a look at. And again, we'll also include this on our resource page. Now, I know all of us are looking forward to the virus situation going away and leaving us. But until then, it's important that we educate ourselves with information that is correct and not misleading. And that is why we brought today's podcast, to be able to provide you with that information and also to be able to direct you to those helpful resources. Thanks for joining us on The Workplace. In addition to washing your hands, please comment, share, and subscribe to Cal Chamber's podcast by visiting calchamber.com.